under the Race Relations Act, we have to set up local conciliation committees to deal with cases of discrimination. These local conciliation committees will consist of people who live in the area concerned. I've come up to meet people here and to help find the people who will be willing and able and proper people to serve on these committees.
What kind of people will they be?
Well, we want people who are connected with local government, someone with knowledge of the law, someone with knowledge of social work, a fair proportion of women, and we would, of course, like some members of the immigrant community to serve as well.
How effective will these committees be in dealing with race prejudice?
Well, the Act is rather narrowly defined. It deals with discrimination in public places at the moment. We don't know how effective it will be until it starts working, but I think within its limits it should prove an effective act and an effective manifestation of public disapproval of racial discrimination.
How will you carry out these investigations into cases of discrimination?
The idea is that it should, when it receives a complaint, it should first of all see that it falls within the Act. Secondly, it should see the parties involved and see if it can conciliate, reach an understanding between them, and that is its main function. The idea of a legislative sanction of prosecution rarely means the Race Relations Board and its conciliation committees have failed. What we want to do is to conciliate, not to prosecute.
Do you think that people, particularly immigrants, will come to you if they think they have been victims of discrimination?
Well, I hope they will, and I hope we'll be able to help them, and I hope we'll be able to help to change public attitudes. That's what we're for, and it's a great opportunity, and one which I think this country can and will take.